All right, Jordan Smith. Hey, man, I respect the sin.
Yeah.
You're in a class full of kids, and you know, you had a chance at a second, and you sent it, and it didn't go well. But I respect it.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like, once it started raining, it got so slick, and it's like, where do you push? You know, like, it's really, I mean, it's just so slick everywhere. So, I saw him start jumping the whoops, and like, it was risky to keep skimming them, like all the whole time. They were just like so slick and like really, really, really cupped out. And so I was trying to just be cautious in them. And then that last lap, I got close to him. I kind of misjudged. Like, I saw two to go on my pit board, and I just misjudged what that meant.
Okay.
It meant like one and a half to go.
Yep.
And I thought I had two and a half to go. So I came around, saw the white flag. I was like, oh man, like, cause I just messed up the rhythm. So I was like, well, I'm going to go fast through this first set and see where I get. And if I'm close enough, then I'll try and send it up the left side. And I did. I got close in the first set, tried to send it up the left side, and just kind of ran out of real estate over there and got a little kick to the left and ended up in the bell. So,
you know what? It looked worse than what it probably was, because from my point of view, I'm like, oh, like, that looks bad, but you just popped right up, so maybe you got a little fortunate?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I was lucky. Well, I think I kind of landed on a tough block, but maybe made it all the way to the sand as well.
Yeah, one of those things. And, like, I'm sure you're sitting here, you're like, fuck, I just threw away a podium.
Yeah.
But that's why you're racers, right? That's why, like, why you are who you are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always been, I mean, one of my things is, like, I'm going to send it at the end if I need to. And that was kind of one of, I mean, trying to be smart this year and just take what we got, you know. But
You literally just didn't do that.
I know. I literally didn't do that. But also, you know, like, we've also talked about, like, if it's at the end and it's there, then, like, you kind of got to go for it a little bit. So, I mean, we got lucky to come away with the fourth. Luckily that we had a big enough gap on kind of everyone else. It was like, because I was in fourth gear and there's sand everywhere, I was having trouble getting my bike started as well. So,
I was wondering about that, because you kind of, you went to your kill switch or something. I'm like, oh, he can't start it.
Yeah. I was struggling to get started, but it was in fourth gear from the whoops. And so, I mean, obviously it's like, looking back, like, should I sent it? I don't know. Like, maybe it was the right move, maybe not. Like, if I pulled it off, like, a 2-point gain, yeah, good. Like, I didn't pull it off. I lost two extra points, so it is what it is.
You lost like 10 grand, so.
Yeah, I lost some money, so it is what it is.
Tough track. Whoops were gnarly. I liked it. What'd you think of the rolled whoops versus the normal whoops? Any thoughts on that section?
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're going to roll the whoops, give it a fair shot and do it at, like, a track that the dirt packs together good. I mean, if you go to, like, Indy, they're so soft either way. I don't know if it would help, but if you go to a track more like that, or like a St. Louis dirt, like, if you pick that dirt up, you can make a ball out of it, you know, like a snowball. Like, this dirt, like, you're not making a ball. You can't pack it together and it stick. Like, it's just going to fall apart. So, like, it doesn't really matter what they do. It's not going to pack anyway. So, I don't know, like, I mean, I appreciate them trying, for sure. But at the end of the day, I don't think it really – this was maybe the place to really do – like, to give it a fair assessment.
Did you like the track layout and everything else? Like, it looked like some big, fun jumps?
Yeah, it was big. It was gnarly. I think it was a lot more technical. It separated a little bit more. I liked the track today. It was good.
One of the things we talked about in one of our shows – I do so much, I don't remember – but Deegs is Deegs. And Juju's been a really big surprise and really on it. And Davies is opening eyes at his young age and his speed. Do you feel like you're maybe not talked about enough? Or, I mean, this may, who cares? Because you're, you know, you're a veteran. But do you feel like you're like, hey, guys, like, I can win this thing?
I definitely feel like I can win it. But at the same time, I think, for me, it's been a good start to the season, but a little bit of a boring start. Like, I just kind of been there and, like, just getting good results, but not really, like, showing anything crazy. So, I think that for me, like, these tracks don't necessarily suit my riding style as much. They're a little bit more powdery. I think once we get to next week, the red clay, and then we get to kind of like Seattle, a little bit more ruddy, I think that stuff kind of suits me a little better. So we'll see.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you. Cool.